line, and I think it went smoothly. The guys did a good job with that, so coaching staff as well, so it went well.
The Winnipeg Jets dish out a lot of hits. It was a very physical game. What did you see from that end?
Yeah, it was just a little bit of back and forth. We knew that they came hard on the forecheck, so we needed to be aware of that, and we kind of took that and did what we could and kind of try to go into their end and reverse that. So it was a good physical game between both guys, both teams. I mean,
pick up right where you left off after last year.
Yeah, I think I got a little more confidence. I'm kind of familiar with the system going through training camp, and being down in Albany, the system's kind of the same. So it was well, it went well, and I'm just good that we got with the win.
Corey was talking about the structure that y'all play with, even the sequence where you were in your own end for almost 2 minutes and the icing and you had to stay out there. What is it about the structure and the way you're playing that's really successful?
Yeah, I think it's just reading off each other, having confidence in one another to do their jobs. I think that was the biggest thing. We kind of kept everything to the outside, and we made sure we did each guy did their job. And we had a big block by Farney to kind of get that change, thank God. So, but that whole 2 minutes, it was a lot of communication, which went a long way with that.
How was it being out there with Damon Severson, and how was that communication?
Yeah, it's good. I know, Sever from the past, and, he's a really gifted offensive player, and I knew that he'd be getting into the rush. So, communication was good. Kind of familiar with how he plays, so it went well.
Can you sense, just even being back a couple of days, the good vibes in the room and the way that the team has come together? Does it seem a little different to you?
Yeah, for sure. It's, it's a family in here. Right when I came in, I was comfortable. The guys welcomed me with open arms. Guys are talking, doing that whole thing. It's a great atmosphere, and I enjoy being a part of it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Have a good trip.
Thanks.
What did you take after 22 games last year up here? What did you take back to Albany this year?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was, I learned a lot, not only from the coaching staff, but with the guys I played with last year. And I kind of, tried to take that down and use that with my game, along with, having confidence and, kind of putting that forward to try to, elevate my game and try to be an everyday player, up and coming.
What's that adjustment like? You go up and then down where it's a little bit more scrambly down there and you're playing a bigger role?
Yeah.
Down there. What's that like?
Yeah, it's, down there, obviously I have a different role than up here, and I know that. And but going down there in that situation, even last year, it was kind of more of, I had that experience. I brought it down and used that in maybe a little bit more of a leadership role. And, it did, obviously we didn't make the playoffs that year, but even this year, I think more of a leadership role, more of having that experience overall, and trying to use that to my game and also as, the team game.
What's worked so well for Albany this season down there? It's been a good season.
Yeah, I think it really comes down to, the depth of our lineup. We got a lot of returning guys. I think that helps too. Really familiar with one another. And, as I said, I think the leadership that we have down there as well has helped us out tremendously. And I think, one thing that we've gone through is, battling through the adversity. And I think, when we use communication down there, we talk about that, we, battling through, certain stuff, I think really helps us out.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.